This episode is part of an audiobook series featuring The Daily Stoic, Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, written in 2016 by Holiday and Hanselman. For more audiobooks, please visit my YouTube channel, find me on Spotify, or check out my website for downloads. As always, this audiobook was produced in-house and without artificial intelligence. April 24th, A Productive Use for Contempt. With a quote from Marcus Aurelius in the Meditations, quote, "Just as when meat or other foods are set before us, we think, this is a dead fish, a dead bird or pig. And also, this fine wine is only the juice of a bunch of grapes. This purple-edged robe is just sheep's wool dyed in a bit of blood from a shellfish. Or of sex, that it is only rubbing private parts together, followed by a spasmic discharge. In the same way that our impressions grab actual events and permeate them, so we see them as they really are." End quote. There is one Stoic exercise that might well be described as contemptuous expressions. Stoics use an almost cynical language as a way to dismantle some of the fanciest or most coveted parts of life. Marcus's joke about sex, why would he say something like that? Well, if you take a second to consider sex in such an absurd light, you may be less likely to do something shameful or embarrassing in the pursuit of it. It's a counterbalance to the natural bias we have towards something that feels really good. We can apply the same way of thinking to a lot of things that people prize. Consider that envy-inducing photo you see on social media. Imagine the person painstakingly staging it. What about that job promotion that means so much? Look at the lives of the other so-called successful people. Do you still think it holds magical power? Money, which we want more of and are reluctant to part with, consider how much it is covered in bacteria and filth. That beautiful, perfect person you're admiring, remember that if they're single, other people must have dumped them at some point. There must be something wrong with them. This exercise won't turn you into a cynic, but it will provide some much-needed objectivity. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you continue to grow. Check out my YouTube channel for bonus content, and I'll see you tomorrow with more wisdom.